Rip them reptiles. Tory school ties. Coalition. Coalition. You make sure laws are lax for your bankable friends who pay no tax. Coalition. Coalition. Yet you still demand more from the needy and the poor. Coalition. Coalition. Freeze aspirational dreams and pay. Fritter our pensions away. Coalition. Coalition.
Off this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance Chesterfield with the Vulnerables, track entitled Coalition. And you know, it's kind of scary at the moment, all of those ghouls, all of those bloodsuckers, all of those skeletons in the closet, all of those rabid creatures. But enough about the condemns. We're going to get into a bit of a Halloween theme now with the sound of the Specials, track entitled Ghost Town.
We'll be right back.
He almost needs no introduction. The sound of the specials, Ghost Town. Now, Autumn Watch on BBC television have started a viewer participation project called Migration Watch. Now, the irony isn't lost on me that Migration Watch is also the name of a right-wing anti-immigration group, which seems to get an undue amount of credence by being quoted on not just the BBC, but by a wide range of the media. And it the irony also hasn't been lost on me that whereas the migration of species such as birds is seen as natural, beautiful, seasonal, the migration of people is seen as a threat to our way of life and in some way a bit scary. Yet, it is true to say that migrant workers, whether they be from Poland, whether they be from Pakistan, from Africa or wherever, are in no way a danger to our jobs, our services, our access to housing or what have you, than the red wings, barnacle geese or hooper swans who are migrating here at this time are any danger whatsoever to the robins or blackbirds in your garden. Now, also on the subject of migration, perhaps one of the most migratory groups of people, namely travellers, we've seen a real ramping up of prejudice towards travellers, including the taking of gypsy children from their own parents because of a racist belief that in some way gypsies go round kidnapping children, which they do not. Now, Roma and Irish travellers' lifestyle seems in a lot of ways to be portrayed as in some way alien by the media and by the establishment in general. But for most of humanity's history, until less than 10,000 years ago, all humans lived in nomadic tribes, living a hunter-gatherer lifestyle, which in a lot of ways was a lot more egalitarian than the system which we've got now. Anyway, back to the music with the sound of the Asian Dub Foundation. Thanks to Tim for requesting this one. Operation Eagle Eye. This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker Newspaper. Workers at Grangemouth Petrochemical Plant and Oil Refinery in Scotland have had their pensions wrecked, their pay frozen, and their union rights undermined by a rotten deal. After bullying billionaire boss Jim Ratcliffe threatened to close the plant, many will be relieved to still have jobs. But Ratcliffe only got away with his blackmail thanks to the Unite Union leader's capitulation. Firefighters in England and Wales are set to walk out on Friday of this week and Monday of next week. We must support their strike over changes to their pensions and raising of their retirement age. Police across Europe have had to return several children snatched from Roma families in the past 2 weeks because they had blonde hair. The media have presented as fact the myth of Roma people stealing children. But the scare about child snatching Roma people is based on nothing but racism. Previously unseen news footage confirms the Lonmin mining workers' evidence at the time of the Marikana massacre in South Africa that the police shooting of the striking miners was unprovoked. It contradicts the South African police's account where they claimed the miners attacked them 3 times and they only fired in self-defence. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, how council housing sell-offs are creating a living hell for tenants. Police officers testify that Mark Duggan couldn't have thrown the gun he was alleged to have been carrying. Why nuclear power is not just dangerous, it is unnecessary. How the healthcare crisis has been caused by privatisation, not immigrants. And a historical account of the Amistad slave rebellion. Socialist Worker is sold in Chesterfield each Saturday from 11 a.m. through till 12:30 p.m. outside of Primark in the town centre. Or you can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. That's www.socialistworker.co.uk. Or you can have Socialist Worker delivered. For more details about this, either come along to the paper sale on Saturdays or to the SWP Chesterfield branch meeting on Thursday nights, or email jeaden@tesco.net. That's jeaden@tesco.net. Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it, read it, sell it.
History hidden deep between the paper. society. Come death maker or creator, from the ignorance of fear, faith and hope and good intention, pay to keep the conscience clear by your distant intervention. Invisible, invisible. Invisible, invisible. Letters from a prison cell, never recognized as treasure. Born to kiss and never tell. Child and silent for forever.
Yeah, the sound there of Ian Stanton, track entitled Invisible, and on the subject of disability rights. On November the 5th, the Unite Community branch in Chesterfield is going to become Unite Nations for a day. On Tuesday, November the 5th at 10:30 a.m, with Land Rover and personnel in Blue Beret, they will descend on the Atos Assessment Centre on Lords Mill Street and the Job Centre to investigate the alleged human rights abuses taking place. Unite Nations investigators will interview people who have experienced abuse at the hands of these organisations. They will seek to question managers within these organisations in the light of evidence arising from the reported local case studies. The Unite Nations in Chesterfield will announce the staging of a conference to be held early in the new year, where more testimonies will be heard and proposals discussed as to the changes to the system that need to be made. If you would like to support the Unite community group in this activity, please come down to Lords Mill Street at 10:15 a.m. on Tuesday the 5th of November. Many thanks to Colin Hampton of the Unite community for sending us this information. And along these lines, the next track by George Howell is Get Involved.
Speaking out. Yeah, y'all standing right now and start running your mouth. Tell them about it. You keep talking about the world and that we need a change. Dadgummy, all you do is sit on your you know what and never do a thing. They don't seem to worry you. No, you ain't never been hungry. Hey, you got your long Cadillac and your factory, and you know you can't lose.
Yeah, sound there of George Howell, track entitled Get Involved. And now, what with it being Halloween, no doubt you'll have seen the news about the various supermarkets such as Tesco and Asda who were forced to remove Halloween costumes which were based on a so-called psycho ward, which is very demeaning to people with mental illnesses and helps to perpetuate the prejudice and stigma towards people with mental illness. Now, people think of mental illness as being these so-called psychos, but in practice, the most common mental illnesses are anxiety and depression, and one in four people will experience a mental health issue within the course of a year, and about 10% of children have a mental health issue at any one time. However, it is true to say that the incidence of violence in people who are mentally ill is not much higher than in the general population, contrary to popular myth. And where a mentally ill person does kill somebody, the person they are far most likely to kill by many, many times is themselves. and yet capitalism and the media and the establishment continue to stigmatize mental illnesses. I mean, for many years, the people with mental illnesses were locked away in asylums, and some people with mental illness still are. And to this day, there's still widespread prejudice and discrimination against people with mental illness, which is certainly not helped by these Halloween costumes, as they call them. Yet it's also true to say that much of the mental illness among society is caused by stress. It is caused by insecurity. It is caused by alienation, not just from the fruits of your own labour, but a feeling of alienation from society at large. And the one factor to blame for all of these is indeed capitalism. Anyway, back to the music. This next track's going out to Linda in Clowns, Sound of Faithless. Mass Destruction.
Whether long-range weapon or suicide bomb, a wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether your SolarWinds son or BBC One, misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could a Caucasian or a poor Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. My dad came into my room holding his hat. I knew he was leaving. He sat on my bed, told me some facts, son. Have a duty calling on me. You and your sister, be brave, my little soldier. And don't forget all I told you. You're the mister of the house, now remember this. And when you wake up in the morning, give your mama a kiss. Then I had to say goodbye. In the morning, woke mama with a kiss on each eyelid. Even though I'm only a kid, certain things can't be hid. Mama grabbed me, held me like I was made of gold, but left her in the stories untold. I said, Mama, it'll be alright when Daddy comes home tonight. There's a long-range weapon or suicide bomb. A wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether you're SolarWinds son or BBC One, misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could a Caucasian or a poor Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether Halliburton, Enron or anyone, greed is a weapon of mass destruction. We need to find the courage, overcome. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. My story stops here. Let's be clear, this scenario is happening everywhere. And you ain't going to Nirvana or Farvana. You coming right back here to live out your karma with even more drama than previously. Seriously, just how many centuries have we been waiting for someone else to make us free? And we refuse to see that people overseas suffer just like we. Bad leadership and egos unfettered and free, who feed on the people they supposed to lead. I don't need big people to pray and wait for the Lord to make it all straight. There's only now, do it right, 'cause I don't want your daddy. Leave your home tonight. Whether long-range weapon or suicide bomb, a wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether you're SolarWinds son or BBC One, misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could a Caucasian or a poor Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether Halliburton, Enron or anyone, greed is a weapon of mass destruction. We need to find courage, overcome. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah, Sound of Faithless, track entitled Mass Destruction. Now, on Wednesday of this week, the Socialist Workers' Party had a public meeting in Sheffield, at which Wayman Bennett's poke. Now you probably know Wayman Bennett as the leader of, or rather the chair of Unite Against Fascism nationally, and he made a really barnstorming speech, of which we've made a recording, which we're going to broadcast now. Take it away, Wayman.
I want to start off by, I don't know if anybody watched the programme on TV about Tommy Robinson. Tommy Robinson quit the EDL. And on it said that he suddenly saw the light after a few consultations. What I'd like to say that Tommy Robinson saw the light when he was stopped in Sheffield, when he tried to march, when he was stopped in Barnsley, when he tried to march, when he was stopped everywhere he went. If you read the Telegraph, they said it was a victory for, they said, British Enlightenment, right? That's what they said. It wasn't a victory for British Enlightenment, actually. It was a victory for those people that struggle against injustice. That's what it was a victory of. I don't believe that suddenly he realised that he was in a racist and fascist organisation because he suddenly heard the truth. He realised it because we made him say, you're not coming down through the centre of Sheffield. And everybody came together, black and white, and said, you won't divide us by using racism. And it's important to start from that, because the real question is, when our class is under attack, when they say that we've got to pay the price for the cuts, and they look around for people to scapegoat, we have to turn around and say, it is not, we're not going to blame our neighbour, we're not going to blame people from some other place, we're going to blame the people that say the problems in our society start with people that have got less than us. And we have to fight for this. And this is what this book is about. This book is, say it loud, Marxism and the Fight Against Racism. And I want to start off by saying something else. There's a red thread that runs through the struggle against racism in the whole of this country that is vital. I don't know if people know about Sheffield and the question of the petition. The first petition in history against slavery was signed in this city. It's very important that we know it. This city in Manchester, where a question came up in terms of they were making shackles for people, and there was a petition that went round that said that slavery was wrong. That the people who were on the other side were their brothers and sisters, and that came from our class. There's a reason why people oppose racism. Working class people have an interest in fighting against it. And I have to say something else. The people that run our society, Theresa May and David Cameron, are swines. They're total swines. How do I know that they're swines, right? This week they passed an Immigration Act. What they said was, they've made a point of, they passed an Immigration Act through Parliament, which will significantly reduce the rights of migrants for appeal. And one of the key things they said that they were arguing about was health tourism. That people are coming to this country for health tourism. In fact, what they said was that up to £2 billion has been lost through migrants coming to this country and drawing resources. Now, there's an organisation called the OECD. What it does, it looks at economic factors. One of the things it said is that migrants, even if you add net cost, take everything else, contribute £17 billion. Now I know that Cummings, who's one of the leaders of the government, has said it's biological why you can count and how intelligent you are, right? But I tell you, we can count. And what we're counting is the fact that migrants are not to blame for the crisis that we face. The people to blame for it are the people that caused the banking crisis. That's the truth of it. And we won't accept them blaming our class. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to take an argument and say that workers are undercut by the wages of farm workers. Now, there's a place called Grangemouth, right, which is in Scotland. Did the workers who had to lose their pension, was it because a Polish worker arrived on this shore and said, away with your pensions? Yeah? Is that what happened? No, it's not what happened. People who run, born and bred from Eton, from Winchester, took away people's rights. And there you have David Cameron, who went down to Cowley and said, he went into the plant and he said, the reason why I'm meeting Polish and Eastern European workers is because they want to work. That's the reason why. Actually, the truth is, when you look through Cowley, you find that they've made an agreement, they take workers for low wages from Poland, from Eastern Europe, than the workers that are here. And the argument is that we're in competition together and that we should be divided. And our argument is that racism isn't an accident. You see, when workers from Africa are on a ship and they drown off the coast of Europe, they say it's a tragedy. But the truth is, they did that for 300 years, didn't they? Mm-hmm. They had slavery, right? And they didn't do it before they were all up. Before they didn't give you any choice, did they? They hunted people in order to get labour. This is not an accidental feature of our society. You know, yes, 2 days ago they said there was a storm, didn't they? That knocked down trees that caused chaos. It was caused by a natural thing. It is not natural to be transported from one part of the world to another. It was done by ships. It was done by organisation. And if you happen to go to London and you see a place called Imperial Wharf, you will see that there was a slave ship and also the first bank that was started in this country at Imperial Wharf. People have heard of Barclays Bank. People have heard all these banks. You know the whole question about why they should be bailed out. The first place to bail them out was two places. First, they were bailed up by exploiting people from slavery, which was actually went into the cotton mills that went into the mines. The money went into it. It's fused in terms of the development of capitalism, the society in which we live under. And part of capitalism is to divide and rule. And the basis of dividing and rule, of blaming people, is the process of exploitation. And actually, what they do all the time by raising the question about who's to blame is to say, is to use that as a way, I think, they use racism as a way of fueling the growth of division. And that's the reason why, when you look at the organisation like the British National Party and the English Defence League, they're fascist organisations. But they grow on a sea of racism. And I think what we've seen in this book, I recommend reading this book, and it's not just because I've got a chapter, right? We don't get any proceeds from that. But what this book is about a thin red thread throughout. And I'll give you an example. I went to a place in France because the National Front had been voted in. Right? And they asked me to come and speak. And they said, the reason why we've asked you to come and speak is because we don't understand it. Why Britain, which is not different from France in that sense, why have you stopped the National Front in the 1970s? Why did the BNP not thrive? I mean, after all, Le Pen came to meet the BNP in this country 10 years ago to say, would you be our partner when we take over Europe? All right, that's what you came here for. Why did that wheel fall off? Now, some people say, as I was on Radio 4 the other day, they said, we drink tea. I did point out to them tea at first didn't come from it. Okay. Actually, not. I know you've got Yorkshire tea, but it's it's to do with the whole way that the whole society is organised. And the point about it is that really what happened was it was to do with struggle. And it's something I never forgot personally. You see, I came to start in a place called Hull. And when I went to Hull, I have to tell you the truth, at that time, there weren't too many black people. There was a guy called Roland Gibb, who was a fire-young cannibals, and I knew him. And I went to study there. And the whole question about was who came out and resisted racism. And there was a day called Wilberforce Day. And the people that came out were the came out to do it were the Dockers, were the rugby league players. I came there and you realise something. Actually, people saw a common interest in terms of being able to resist and being able to fight. But what you also found is that all of those people have been involved in the anti-Nazi league. That they actually been part of that. They were the kind of bedrock that went on to do the fight against them. The fight against the EDL, and what this book shows, I think, is that when you look at what's happened inside history, you see that actually that resistance has also come from below. And often what we're told is you have to rely on your leaders to do this, or actually most of the time, if you see a racist act, call the police. Now, I'm sure people are attacked that they should do. But I tell you what's been my experience. I was in a campaign called the Stephen Lawrence campaign, right? And I remember I was sent there by the SWP to go and sit in there. I wasn't very good, by the way, I was 19. And I sat there and I went, you know, I put my hand up. Everyone was explaining what was going to happen to Stephen, whatever. And I put my hand up and I said, I don't believe the police are very good. I believe that the police serve the interest of the ruling class. And I don't think we can trust them. And everybody looked at this kid and went, for God's sake, shut up. And I shut up. I sat down. I didn't know what else to say. I'm being honest then, yeah? And I said, maybe we can't trust them. Do you know something? I was totally wrong. There was a copper sitting right in the middle of the meeting. It wasn't that they were just, we shouldn't trust them. They were absolutely trying to stop the campaign right in there. They'd actually infiltrate. I was to the right of what they were actually doing. There was a secret policeman in there, not finding out who the killers were, but trying to find dirt on Doreen Lawrence and the rest of the campaign. And do you know where that campaign went to first? The TUC. The first place they got money from was the TUC, and it's also got money from local workers to raise money. The reason why I'm saying this is because we do live in a racist society. Black and white workers can be divided by Islamophobia can pull working class people to it, but also we can resist that. And that resistance starts from finding the common interest, and what people often say.
So, there you have it. Anyway, back to the music now. Here's the sound from War of the Worlds, The Next Generation. Liam Neeson, Gary Barlow, Alex Clare, and Jeff Wayne.
As I fought my way along roads packed with refugees.
Thunderchild.
Burdened with boxes and bundles containing their valuables. All that was of value to me was in London, but by the time I reached their little red brick house, Carrie and her father were gone.
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old. and darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be much colder now you're not here. I watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. No, you're not here. Like the sun through the trees, you came to like a leaf on a breeze, you blew away. Through autumn's golden gown, we used to kick our way. Always love this time of year. Those fallen leaves lie undisturbed now, 'cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here.
Leapt from house to house. The population panicked and ran, and I was swept along with them, aimless and lost without Carrie. Finally, I headed eastward for the ocean, and my only hope of survival, a boat out of England.
Like the sun through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew away. Gentle rain falls softly on my weary eyes, as if to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever autumn, 'cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here.
As I hastened through Covent Garden, Blackfriars and Billingsgate, more and more people joined the painful exodus. Sad, weary women, their children stumbling and streaked with tears, their men bitter and angry. The rich rubbing shoulders with beggars and outcasts. Dogs snarled and whined. The horses' bits were covered with foam, and here and there were wounded soldiers as helpless as the rest. We saw tripods wading up the Thames, cutting through bridges as though they were paper. Waterloo Bridge, Westminster Bridge, one appeared above Big Ben. Never before in the history of the world had such a mass of human beings moved and suffered together. This was no disciplined march. It was a stampede, without order and without a goal. 6 million people, unarmed and unprovisioned, driving headlong. It was the beginning of the rout of civilization, of the massacre of mankind.
Yeah, the sound there from Jeff Wayne's Next Generation of War of the Worlds. Did I say Thunderchild? Sorry, I meant to say Forever Autumn, which I think is probably a more appropriate song at the moment, considering the awful weather we've been having. Still not as bad as it has been down south. Thankfully, up here we escaped the hurricane. Although I'm still kind of glad that Radio Resistance isn't an offshore broadcaster at the moment, if you know where I'm coming from. A couple of weeks ago, there was the Unite Resistance National Conference in London, and considering the sellout of the striking workers at the Grangemouth oil refinery up in Scotland, which is rather sad news for the workers' movement, I think it would be a good idea to play you a recording of the speech made by Ronnie Draper of the BFAWA union, which had a magnificent victory over at Hovis.
I'm proud to be amongst like-minded people. It's fantastic to address an audience like this. Believe me, most of my work in life, I'm not talking to like-minded people, I'm talking to employers. I've got a clue what I'm on about. I think the other thing is I'm also proud to lead, if you listen to the press, most certainly one of the most progressive unions in the UK, one day that continues. But one thing we have to do is we have to learn the lessons of the past. We have to think about the Torquemada Martyrs and the Chartists and the Suffragettes. And yes, people who worked at Hovis and the teachers and PCS. We have to think about the great victories that they won and see how we shape trade unionism in the future. They're all benchmarks that we can build on. But I've got to say, one of the things the trade union movement we've got to do, we've got to reinvent ourselves. And we've got to reinvent bottle. We've got to think about what happened in the 1960s, the 1970s, and the 1980s, when we could challenge employers. And look at what's happening now, where people are saying, well, no, I don't really know whether I can do that, because it's financially difficult, times are hard, things are bad. Yes, they are, but there are no more difficulties in British workplaces than they are in Greece, than they are in Italy, and than they are in Spain. And they've got general strikes.
Affects somebody in our family, or somebody who we know. It's affected, it's a cancer. Do you know, there's a song by a group called Show of Hands, and it's called Arrogance, Ignorance and Greed. And I try to play it very badly. But there's one line there that says, you're on your yacht, we're on our knees. And you know, that's fact, that's where we are. And we continue to allow companies and government to attack us, that's exactly where we end up with. We've got to create a climate where we can achieve our aims. The government is creating a climate which is damaging to us. Fear, removal of protective legislation, denial of access to justice in the workplace, the demonisation of the unemployed, over-traumatising the benefit system, saying that there is a lap of luxury. I don't know anybody on benefit who's living in the lap of luxury. And now the latest one, the big story about immigration. And all the time, they're there for one thing. They're there to deflect the mess that they're making of this country. Things like immigration. The only beneficiaries of the talk on immigration is going to be the likes of UKIP when it comes to another election. You know, Osborne talked about the unemployed hiding behind carelessness, making benefit claimers the pariahs of society. You know, demoralising and confuse the working class. Well, we have to educate that class to rise up, to recognise who the real culprits are in this world, to build reasoned arguments to get our point across, and to rise against our oppressors. You know, austerity wasn't of our making. Recession is not the new phenomenon. You know, you'd think this Tory government would be used to recession, because every time there was a bloody government, we've got a recession. we should be used to it. But recession has a disproportionate effect. You lose your job, you're reduced your benefits. Or if you get a job that's going to be a low-paid, zero-hour, whatever contract job, they lose their jobs. You get a golden handshake to go away with. And the name George Entwistle was at 450,000. He took away from the BBC out of your money. And he lost his job after a few weeks. And the politicians are the same, you know. They don't just survive on the meager thousands that they get. Lots of them have got directorships as well. No worry about the bills, the electricity, the gas. It doesn't matter about cost because they're insulated against it. Totally protected from the effects of austerity. But we want some of the same. Some of the same for the people that we represent. You know, I never see the rationale that says that to hire the best people in companies, you've got to give golden loans and massive bonuses. But when my people go into meetings to discuss wages, they're told, oh, no, no, you've got to be competitive because it's a big wide world out there. There's lots of people waiting to take your job. That's not fair. And we've got to get that message across that it's not going to be allowed to continue.
True. Anyway, back to the music on a Halloween theme. Here's the sound of Mogwai, track entitled How to Be a Werewolf.
Thank you.
This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide, a guide to socialist activity in the Chesterfield area. On Monday, November the 4th, in Sheffield, there's the Solidarity with Strikes rally from 6pm through till 8pm at St Matthew's Church Hall, Carver Street in Sheffield. Called by the South Yorkshire NUJ, CWU and Unite the Resistance, with speakers from the CWU, the NUT, PCS, UCU and NAPO. On Tuesday, November the 5th, it's the Day of Civil Disobedience, including a mock Unite Nations inspection of Atos in Chesterfield. To support the Unite Community Group in this activity, come to Lords Mill Street, Chesterfield at 10:15am on the day. On Thursday, November the 7th, there's a special Socialist Workers' Party Chesterfield meeting to elect delegates to the Socialist Workers' Party National Conference. This is a members' meeting and it's at 7:30pm in Chesterfield Library. Enter by the cafe entrance on Beatwell Street, which is down the steps from the main entrance. Also on that day, November 7th, which is a Thursday, in Sheffield, there's the SWP Sheffield meeting on Reform or Revolution, Can Capitalism Be Fixed? At 7:15pm at the Central United Reformed Church on Norfolk Street in Sheffield, opposite the Crucible. Remember, what the working class needs a party which will not sell out to a right-wing agenda to gain middle-class votes. What the working class needs a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. What the working class needs a party which is run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party. Yeah, Sound of the Thief Faction, track entitled Soapbox. And we've had a email from Tim of Chesterfield Unite Against Fascism and Chesterfield Socialist Workers Party. He's really glad that we've sorted out a backup site for the Radio Resistance broadcasts. He says, fantastic mate, thanks so much, works fine. I am up to speed now, heard the 2 weeks I missed. Thanks for the Peter Tosh song for Jane and me. Thought it was great broadcast this week. Show gets better every week. Thanks. Thought I would send you a Karl Marx quote. The rich will do anything for the poor except get off their backs. And the song George Soul get involved with, which I played a bit back. He'd like to dedicate the song to all the fighters out there who are involved in fighting back against the morally bankrupt system called capitalism. A system that oppresses the majority and rewards the few who do nothing but cause misery, poverty and destitution to millions each day. A system so devoid of care, it rewards the worst with the most. The more you can oppress, smash and violate, the greater the rewards. However, the 99% are growing tired of these blood-sucking vampires. We see growing demonstrations, governments being overthrown, anger is growing, and as Marx wrote, let the ruling classes tremble. Much respect from Tim. And this next track's also going out to Tim. It's the sound of Peter Tosh. Vampire.
Radio Resistance Sunrise.
Yeah, the sound there of Peter Tosh, track entitled Vampire, and coming towards the end of this week's broadcast, how can you find Radio Resistance? Well, the main broadcast of Radio Resistance is at sail.to/Radio Resistance. That's sail.to/Radio Resistance. Although, as I mentioned, there is now a backup site because we have heard that there have been a few issues with some people listening to the broadcasts on Mixcloud. So if you're one of the people who's having trouble listening to us in the usual way, we do have a backup site at www.reddisability.org/radio-resistance. That's www.reddisability.org/radio-resistance. And if you'd like to contact us, well, there's various ways you can do so. By email at radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. That's radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. You can phone or text us on 0793 479 3041. That's 0793 479 3041. Or you can search for Radio Resistance Chesterfield in Facebook, like the page, and then either send us a message on Facebook or leave a message on the wall. Anyway, that's about all we've got time for this week. But since it's Halloween, I think I'll dedicate the last track to a particularly evil ghoul who's dead now, but who's ghost still haunts us in many ways. Yes, it's the sound of Judy Garland et al. Track entitled
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, a witch, a wicked witch.
Ding dong, the wicked witch
is dead. Catch you next week. Wake up, you sleepy head. Rub your eyes, get out of bed. Wake up, the wicked witch is dead.